KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Starting off with high school sports, lots going on here as the postseason rolls on here this week. And yesterday it was the state dual team wrestling championships held in Des Moines. And here's a look at how the place finishing matchups went. In Class 1A, the 7th place duel going to Clarion Goldfield Dows as they top Woodbury Central 52-24. In the 5th place matchup, Lake Mills over Denver 54-21. In the 3rd place duel, it was West Sioux over Logan Magnolia 47-27. So the Panthers come away with a 4th place finish there in 1A. And in the championship, Lisbon top Don Bosco 36-30. So Lisbon, your dual team champ there in Class 1A. In Class 2A, 7th place duel went to Sergeant Bluff Luton. They beat Humboldt 38-33. In the 5th place matchup, it was Osage over Winterset 42-33. So the Huskies finish there in 6th. In the 3rd place duel, Davenport Assumption over Independence 41-28. And in the championship, it was West Delaware 53-9 over Williamsburg. West Delaware, your 2A state dual team wrestling champion. And in Class 3A, the 7th place matchup goes to West Des Moines Valley as they beat Indianola 34-33. In the 5th place duel, Bettendorf, a 41-29 winner over Waukee. In the 3rd place duel, it was Fort Dodge over North Scott, 75-6. And in the championship, Southeast Polk, a 29-26 win over Waverly Shell Rock. So Southeast Polk, your 3A state dual team wrestling champion. That's the dual team tournament. That's kind of the signifier, the start of the big weekend there in Des Moines. The state individual wrestling championships get underway here today and continue through Saturday. And we'll have reports throughout each day for you right here on KJAN. Jim Field on his way there to Des Moines to bring you all that action. And we'll have reports for you here through the day with 8 different reports each day here today and tomorrow. And then 4 full reports in the early session for you on Saturday for the consolation and placing rounds. And then the state finals will have live for you wall-to-wall starting at around 5 o'clock there Saturday evening as Jim Field and Josh Perkins will bring you that coverage Saturday night to wrap up the tournament. Report times here for you today will come at you at 10:20, 11:35, and then we'll be on the 45s through the afternoon at 1:45, 2:45, 3:45, and 4:45. And then we'll also have a report for you coming up during halftime of the Iowa men's basketball game here tonight. It's about 7:30 is the scheduled report. We'll be kind of in that 7 o'clock time frame somewhere in there. And then also, we'll have one for you at halftime of our second game here this evening of our high school doubleheader. That will be at about 8:45 or so there for our final report here today. So be listening in. We'll inform you on those time adjustments here as we move along, but those are their scheduled times. We'll have 8 of those reports again throughout the day. So just keep it locked into KJN if you want all that wrestling information. And then, of course, keep it locked into our sports page as well, KJN.com, as Jim will be updating results there for you as well. That's the state individual wrestling championship starting today. Also, last night in high school basketball, we had a game for you in Class 3A Region 8. The Red Oak girls basketball team jumped out to an early lead, used a second quarter run to take control of the game, and defeated Atlantic 62-50 in a Class 3A Region 8 semifinal on Wednesday night. The Tigers grabbed a 7-0 lead right out of the gate and were ahead 20-8 late in the first quarter. Atlantic then ripped off a 12-0 run to tie the game at 20 early in the second period. Red Oak responded, though, in a big way with a 14-0 run of their own to seize control of the game. Trojans would trim that lead down to 9 a couple times in the third, but would never get any closer. The Tigers had 3 players finish in double figures, led by 18 from Ellie Ringsdorf. Chloe Johnson had 14, Lexi Johnson with 12. Tigers improved to 20-3 on the season. They'll advance to the Region 8 final coming up on Saturday night. The Tigers will face Creston in that final over at Southwest Valley High School in Corning at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The Panthers advanced with a 51-44 win over West Marshall. The Trojans got 20 points from Haley Rasmussen, 16 from Mackenzie Waters. The Trojans end their season with a record of 9-14, and they'll say goodbye to Waters and fellow senior Corey Pelzer. The Trojans' 9 wins is equal to their win total for the past 3 seasons combined. Also in playoff basketball last night on the girls' front in Class 4A Region 1, it was Harlan 53-47 over Denison Schleswig and Lamar's top Sergeant Bluff Luton 47-44. In Region 8, Carlisle over Norwalk 34-30 and Dallas Center Grimes was a 51-30 winner over Winterset. In Class 5A Region 2 play, it was Des Moines Roosevelt over Thomas Jefferson 58-44 and Ankeny defeated Des Moines North 76-32. Ankeny will move on now to face Council Bus Abraham Lincoln in their next contest. Well, the postseason will roll on tonight for boys in Class 1A and 2A. It'll be Class 1A District quarterfinals and Class 2A District semifinals here tonight. And in a 1A play in District 13 tonight at Mount Air, it'll be Bedford facing Lennox at 6:30, followed by Mount Air and Clarinda Academy at 8 o'clock. At East Mills, Sydney faces Fremont Mills at 6:30, and then East Mills facing Lennox at 8. In District 14 tonight, Southwest Valley is at Martinsdale St. Mary's for a 7 o'clock game. Audubon travels to Coon Rapids Bayard for a 7 o'clock contest. And also, we'll have a couple of games for you over in Oneida. As Cam High School plays host, it'll be Stanton Exira EHK in the first game at 6:30, followed by Cam and Earlham at 8 o'clock. And the Stanton Exira EHK game will bring you on the web tonight on our KJN-TV page. We'll do that in audio-only broadcast there on the web, so you can listen in for that. And then we'll follow that with the Cam Earlham game. And as soon as the Iowa basketball game is done on the air with the gameplay portion, we'll jump over then to our high school game. Should be close to about that start time for that Cam Earlham game, maybe just a touch after that. We'll join that as well here tonight. So we'll bring that to you later here on KJN-TV and on air following the conclusion of Iowa basketball. In District 15 tonight at Manning, it'll be Boyer Valley facing Arweva at 6:30, followed by IKM Manning and West Harrison at 8 o'clock. At St. Albert tonight, it'll be Logan Magnolia taking on Woodbine at 6:30, and St. Albert faces Riverside at 8. In District 2, at Bishop Garrigan, it'll be St. Edmund facing Gretinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire at 6:30, and Bishop Garrigan facing St. Mary Storm Lake at 8. On the other side of that district, it's Newell Fonda tonight, Harris Lake Park facing Glidden Ralston at 6:30, and Peyton Sherdan will face Newell Fonda at 8 o'clock. In Class 2A District semifinal play tonight in District 15, Kemper Catholic is at AHSTW for a 7 o'clock game. ACGC will be at Panorama for a 7 o'clock contest. And in District 16 at Traynor, it'll be Tri-Center facing Clarinda at 6:30, followed by Traynor and Shenandoah at 8 o'clock. That's a look at your postseason basketball schedule for area teams here tonight with Class 1A District quarterfinals and Class 2A District semifinals. Also last night in college basketball, Roman Penn's jumper with just over 3 seconds remaining in overtime was the game winner. Wednesday night as Drake edged Valparaiso 77-75. The Bulldogs led by 18 points at half before the Crusaders rallied in that game.
I thought we played about as good of a half as we played at both ends of the floor in the first half. And then the second half, we had to hang on. And to the guys' credit, when you lose a lead like that, sometimes it's easy to kind of give in and feel defeated. And I thought our guys did a great job in the overtime of making the plays that they needed to make to win the game.
As Drake coach Darian DeVries, the win was the Bulldogs' 18th in the last 19 home games as they moved to 8-7 in the Valley. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says freshman C.J. Frederick will be a pregame decision prior to tonight's game against Ohio State. Frederick suffered a sprained ankle in last week's loss at Indiana and missed Sunday's win at Minnesota. McCaffrey says if Frederick can't go, the Hawkeyes need to be good enough to pick up the slack. The Buckeyes are the top defensive team in the Big Ten. Ohio State's won 5 of 6 to climb to 7-7 in the conference race, and coach Chris Holtman's team is coming off a 68-52 win at home against Purdue.
Tim, we'll see if we can do that on the road against a really good Iowa team that is so much different at home. We'll see. I think that's the next challenge for our group and our captains to lead the way there.
The Buckeyes started the season going 9-0 in non-conference play before stumbling at the start of league play. We'll have that game for you tonight here on KJAN. Pre-game at 5, tip-off at 6 o'clock there at Carver Hawkeye. Northern Iowa takes the Missouri Valley Conference lead on the road to Indiana State tonight. The Panthers are 11-3 in the Valley, and Coach Ben Jacobson says they'll be challenged by the Sycamores' three-guard lineup. Indiana State 7-7 in the Valley. And a fourth straight Missouri Valley Conference championship is a long shot, but Drake women's coach Jenny Baranchik says there's plenty of play for heading into tonight's game at home against Bradley. With a victory, the Bulldogs would forge a tie for second in the league race. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.